And now a word from our sponsor. When it comes to survey research, the true motivations of survey takers is often concealed by the deep dark waters of online anonymity. An alarming volume of participants have been exposed to be fraudulent, inattentive, or bots. You've seen the recent groundbreaking cloud research webinar exposing the high volume of fraudsters in the survey industry. I hosted them on both of my podcasts because this work is important to secure the trust in the market research industry. Now, they're back with another presentation. Coming October 12th, Cloud Research will plunge the depths to quantify the presence of fraudsters and share new ways to stop them in their new presentation, A Deeper Dive Inside the Click Farm, What Lies Behind Your Data, Part 2. Don't miss this in-depth look at their latest findings, as well as free access to the fraud detection tool, which can be used to quantify fraud in your own surveys. Visit surveyfraud.com to register now. Welcome to Ponderings from the Perch, the Little Bird Marketing Company podcast. I'm Priscilla, the mama bird here at Little Bird Marketing. And today I am so happy to be highlighting amazing things that are happening in this industry that bring people together.
Welcome to the MRX Mavericks miniseries. Your host, call sign Mama Bird, is on a mission to keep you out of the danger zone by introducing you to the Tom Cruises, the Top Guns, the Mavericks of the market research world. They're not flying F-14 Tomcats, no. They're navigating the complex airways of data, consumer behavior, and market trends, and they do it with style. They don't follow the flight plan, they make it. This miniseries will be a little like a sweet 80s serenade. It might just take your breath away, but don't worry, we'll keep the oxygen mask ready. Now, if you're feeling the need for speed and deep insights and razor-sharp analysis, strap into your ejection seat and get ready for some high-octane interviews. Our guests are flying in fast and ready to drop some knowledge bombs. Now, there's plenty of humor, fun, and, of course, plenty of Top Gun puns, so buckle up and keep your aviators on. We're about to go supersonic. Woo! This is MRX Mavericks, where we're always in a flat spin of exciting developments and never too far from a volleyball scene. Enjoy the episode, and remember, you can be our wingman anytime. Let's roll.
That I've got one of my besties with me. I will also let out the cat out of the bag a little bit about a very fun dinner we had this year, just to give you a taste of what it's like to actually get to hang out with some of the leaders and the mavericks in the market research world. But today I have with me Melanie Courtwright. You are going to love this conversation. She's such a dynamo. She's leading the way with really important things that are going to help the industry, not just in the short term, but in the long term. If you don't know who she is, you are in for a treat. If you know who she is, then you know you're in for a treat. So Melanie, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's just, and I'm always excited to talk to you, and I'm always humbled that people care what I have to think. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, if you don't know Melanie Courtwright, she is the Chief Executive Officer at the Insights Association. We're going to talk a little bit about what that association really is and why it matters. That's really the bulk of what we're going to talk about today, but you're going to get to hear it from her. She is a leading voice. She is an amazing resource. She's a powerful networker in the market research and the data analytics community here in the US. And the Insights Association really serves to protect and create additional demand for the evolving insights and analytics industry. They promote the indisputable role of insights for driving business impact. And that's what Melanie and I talk about so often, is what is the business impact? And I think that's why she stays relevant truly with what we're all doing day to day. So just to give you a little background, she's had almost three decades of experience designing, executing, interpreting research. So she knows what she's talking about, but she has been a voice really leading out for quality and making sure that we're taking a look at trends and asking the big questions of what is the next generational needs for data collection. And she is known as an expert methodologist and has real hands-on experience. So she's not a CEO out there with these thoughts and without the semblance of how to apply it. She's been in the trenches. And so I think that's where you garner so much respect. But Melanie, we're going to kick it off by just having you explain a very simple thing, but I hope very powerful thing, which is what is different about Insights Association as an association, as opposed to many of the other really important other organizations that serve and work inside this data analytics and market research community?
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. I love it. So when you think about the Insights Association, all of the work that all of the companies do in our space is really important. When you think about the Insights Association, we're a service organization. We are here to serve the profession, to serve it by protecting it, to think about what its strengths and its weaknesses are, and to identify those weaknesses and shore them up, to set standards of quality and excellence so that we're not threatened by overregulation because we are not self-regulating ourselves. And so we're that organization that certainly takes in funding through things like membership and events, but all of those funds go back into the profession, into advocacy, into content, information about the sectors that are growing, the sectors that are shrinking, into programs like Idea Council and the Ideator program to help us figure out what's going on with our representativeness in our hallways, to quality initiatives, and to leadership events that are not just about bringing people together for sales, but about making ourselves better leaders, about finding our gaps and our future threats. Essentially, the Insights Association is constantly doing a SWOT of the profession, our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and helping us organize ourselves in a way to grow our strengths and grow our opportunities and address our threats and our weaknesses so that we don't in any way have this beautiful profession become obsolete or shrink in any way. It's a profession that has meant so much to so many people, me included, changed my life. And we want to support that profession and make sure it stays strong and healthy and drives great business decisions for the government, for business, for companies, for individuals. I see it as such an important profession, and therefore to serve that profession, to keep it strong, such an important opportunity.
Well, just to unpack a little bit about what you're saying, let's look at one sliver of what you mentioned, the advocacy and the regulation. So can you just briefly introduce Howard, what his role is, what he does, and explain? Because I think this gives people a little vignette and a little insight into, oh, things like that. That's what you do. I know that's one of many things, but I think it's a really good example. So explain to people who he is and what his role at Insights Association is.
Howard Feinberg has been with us for a long time, and he knows this space well. He is our SVP of advocacy, and so he is our lobbyist into the government. So he works on things. He meets with congressmen and with senators and with councils and committees. He is leading the charge on behalf of the profession for a single federal privacy regulation so that there are not 50 privacy legislations for the 50 states that companies have to figure out and contend with. He was leading the charge around the role of AB 2257 in California, which is how to define participants in research. Should they be considered actual labor and be able to unionize and be able to demand rates based on employment law? And he was able to lead us through that so that they were able to be considered not employees and instead independent contractors that are just sharing their voice. He works daily on competing tax regulation that would overtax the sale of data. He works on things like TCPA and regulation and making sure that phone calls made by phone centers are not treated as spam. And then there's 100 other laws. He's constantly surveying the laws, thinking about what we do in our profession, finding the ones that are a threat and heading them off at the pass so that our profession is safeguarded and not hindered by regulation that it wasn't intended for. Because honestly, that's usually what happens. Insights profession is not usually the target of law, but it's usually the recipient of law erroneously. So he has to get in there and prevent them and get us carve outs and exceptions, because generally what we do is seen as very important and safe. But sometimes when you're writing marketing law, you can sweep us up in it. And then, of course, right now, there's a lot coming out on AI. And so Howard is your man, and Insights Association is your association, making sure that as AI legislation comes out, that we are not all swept up in something that was not intended, and it doesn't harm our ability to collect, store, and interpret data.
Oh, I love that. Such a clear understanding of what needs to be fought for and things that I know for me, when Howard starts talking, I love him to death, but I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, I would never want your job. It's so detailed. And I do love the annual conference when you give real estate of the union. I feel like, okay, Melanie's going to put it into English for me. This is really great. So I appreciate that too, but I do have a profound respect for what he does. And then of course, we're just the recipients of that. So let's unpack one of those other things. And I obviously just mentioned at one of the annual conferences, you give a lot of State of the Union and keep people informed. And it is casual, but then people can go read as much as they want on the website. So I think everybody can have a little self-guided tour of how much do you really want to know about what's going on. But let's talk about that involvement. What are some ways that people can get involved? Let's say advocacy is not their thing. That's not where their career is right now. You mentioned that you work on some leadership skills, and how do we make sure that as an industry, we're really sharp there. So tell us a little bit about getting involved in some leadership ideas.
Before we get too far, let's talk about this show's sponsor.
Develop is specially for client-side insights leaders and practitioners who are committed to advancing the profession. The Insights Association's Corporate Researchers Conference, CRC, takes place this year in Chicago, November 2023. Content will focus on the theme of driving growth in turbulent times and will highlight insights' essential role in supporting organizations through turbulence. It could be economic, geopolitical, environmental, or social, to maintain and ignite growth. Provocative keynote presenters will share the main stage with CMOs and insights leaders discussing such critical issues as DEI, ESG, and data quality. Attendees will have the chance to choose from among dozens of case studies presented by brand leaders in concurrent tracks. It will be an unparalleled opportunity to catch up with industry friends and forge new connections during numerous social activities, including a choice of excursions in the city. Register today at insightsassociation.org.
Well, first, let me say that there is so much opportunity to get involved. Insights Association is also different in the fact that we have 6 regional chapters, and those chapters are really active in creating local opportunities to connect. So if you're not involved in your local chapter, you should be, you could be not only involved in attending, but each chapter has a board. And so you could be getting really active in the local chapter and in the activities, and then working towards becoming a board member of those local chapters and putting on small local events and really networking and educating people. But then at the Insights Association's overall level, we also have a board and we have 12 committees that are active. So when you think about the Insights Association staff, we're 13 people, and that's growth, and we're doing great, and I'm happy about that. But there's no way we could do what we do with 13 people. So we have hundreds of volunteers, and we are so reliant on them and grateful for them and the energy. And the reason that they volunteer is, again, that concept of they know they're giving back to this wider profession that's been so good to them, and they want an opportunity to give back to the profession that's been a big part of them providing for their families and their careers and their lives. So there's marketing committees and events committees and the Idea Council, which is all about inclusion, diversity, equity, access. And then there's the benchmarking committee and all the reports that we do and mental wellness reports. And then there are other committees as well. There's a total of 12. And so there's something for everyone, really. At the end of the day, if you want to get active, you want to give back and have that volunteer spirit, there's going to be a place for you to fit in. The easiest way to do that is to go to the website and hit some of the pages and read a little bit, insightsassociation.org, and find your passion place, and or just email me. Say, Mel, I'm ready to get involved. I want to get involved locally. I want to get involved nationally. Melanie@insightsassociation.org. It's so, so simple. There's also a big data quality initiative right now. It's a really important data quality initiative. It's all of the global organizations coming together to do something special globaldataquality.org. We have a website now, and you can just go to that website, hit the work stream you're most interested in, email someone and say, I want to get involved in this work stream. I really want to work on the participant experience, or I really want to work on the language that we use, or I'm really interested in frauds and bots, or incentives are my jam. Find the work stream, sample frame. Like, I'm a nerd. That's me, actually. So I'm talking about myself here. I'm a nerd and I love sample frames. So, but find the work stream you want to get involved in and hit the link. But again, the easiest way is to just shoot me an email. Everybody who knows me knows I respond to email. So
yes, you do. I can always start with an interesting conversation. What do you think about this? I was having this idea, and I love that openness. But I have to say, I'll put, first of all of the links in the show notes. So if you just heard her rattle a lot of things off and thinking, oh, I'd like this, go check out the show notes. We'll link all that up, make it super easy for you. But I will give a plug in terms of my marketing perspective here, is that a lot of companies might hesitate to get involved, or maybe have limited budget and look at some of the costs to participate in conferences and things. And they really should give a look at the Insights Association because of one of the things you said that was really key, and that is the local chapters. And sometimes you can come in and sponsor those. It's incredibly economical. And yet you can have a very personal connection and really grow a network without a large dollar sign layout. And I always say, the smaller the budget, the more personal effort you're going to need to make. But that's what's so lovely about those local events. They're smaller to sponsor, and they also are incredibly personal. You leave that 100-person event, you know all 100 people, and it's just such an inviting crowd. So that's my marketing plug for Insights Association.
Yeah. Well, and business owners will say that when their staff are involved in the local chapters and they're going to the events, certainly their network grows larger, but they also become better business people, because as you help lead a chapter, you're looking at P&L, you're thinking about event structure and fee structure. You're thinking about marketing, you're thinking about connection, you're really thinking about the pillars of the organization and strategy and how to grow. So leading a chapter, as individuals become better business people, you'll hear lots of people talk about, man, my career really started to take off and my leadership mindset really changed when I got involved in the association and I started giving back and I had to think about strategically what we were trying to accomplish. And then I started looking at their profit and loss statements. It really helps elevate people's thinking.
Oh, I love that. And once again, it's training better and better leaders in this industry. So let's talk a little bit about the events. I had so much fun. I'm going to say just a personal thank you, Melanie, for letting me be the MC at the annual conference. I had such a blast. And I mean, it's just right up my alley. You guys make it just so accessible and amazing speaker. So I love the people I get to introduce. But you also hooked me up with Karen Kraft,
who was amazing also. You guys were fantastic.
Oh, well, for the times that we didn't spend laughing on stage about something, we did do the job of actually introducing people as well. But she's so fun. And it just goes to show you that it becomes professionals collaborating. And we get serious about the topics, but we also don't take ourselves too seriously. And so I do want to kind of give people an idea of, can you explain what the difference is between your flagship event, which is the CRC, but just in the last 2 years, you started this annual conference. So help people understand the difference between those two so they know what kind of event would make the most sense for me.
Yeah. So CRC is coming up. It's in November 1st through the 3rd in Chicago. It's still this year. It's still to come. It's the CRC, if people don't know, it stands for, back in the day, Corporate Researchers Conference. That event is designed by the brands, the end users of research. It's designed by them. It's for them. It's a very large percentage of brands that are in the room. It's a pretty big conference. And so it's the place to go if you really want to think about what the brands are doing, what they're doing with AI, what they're doing on quality, how they're thinking about strategy, storytelling, how they're moving around in their careers, what's keeping them up at night, see some case studies. It's really about the brands, what their needs are, what the boardroom is challenging them to do. You'll hear stories about how their remit at the organization has changed over the past 3 years. You'll hear what they're beginning to insource, what they're beginning to outsource. It's about the brands. It's a really important conference because it helps us as a profession understand them a lot better. But it's also for them to be in the room with each other. We have some special times for them to be alone as brands too. annual conference is really about the profession. It's for the members it's for the suppliers. It's about celebrating what we have accomplished in the past year and about inspiring what we're going to accomplish in the next year. And so it's really about the profession at large, how we're changing as a profession, often in response to what the brands are doing. But it's just looking at our profession through two lenses, one of the buyer's lens and one of the provider's lens. We still have a bunch of brands at annual because they're interested in what the supply side is doing. And so they complement each other really well. And then at that conference, we also certainly celebrate, give out awards, think about what we've accomplished over the year. It's two very important events, one in the spring and one in the fall.
And I do want to point out that a lot of times with the brands, when they do their case studies and they really tell interesting stories, you have to also watch out and be alert because sometimes they throw food out into the audience.
They do.
Johnsonville is big on this, but I had a ding dong thrown at me before. I've had treats, I've had snacks, and it's just, they get serious with the insights, but also these people are having some fun with their brand and really obviously passionate about the products and the services and what they're delivering to people daily. But I also love the ability to really open up the floor for questions. And I've had a lot of learning happen in that it's not too big of an event, that people still are able to ask the brands some follow-up questions to their case studies. And I find that there has been really, really good engagement. And that's not always the case at all the conferences.
So what's really different about Insights Association conferences overall is, again, this concept that the events are there to serve the attendees. They're really there to inspire, to inform, to teach, to push us forward. Whole goal as a profession, as an Insights Association, is to serve and strengthen and grow the profession overall. So the events are designed that way too. We want people to engage in the content. We want them to learn. We want them to be inspired. We want them to challenge. We want them to feel challenged, want them to feel something. Like, they can even feel angry or afraid or pissed off. That's fine. We want them to really come out of it thinking, this thing is going on and I feel X about it. So they're designed that way. We have keynotes, some big keynote speakers at all of our events, so that we have these plenary sessions. And then we have tracks that sort of follow key themes. So they're different from that perspective too. You know, there's a lot of keynotes that are there to inspire people, to challenge people, to get you out of your comfort zone and make you think about something that you might not otherwise thought about. And really importantly, to take something back to your desk that changes the way you're going to run your business.
I love that. Okay. Well, we need to wrap up, but I don't want to go without just giving you real kudos for the way you support so many other organizations in this industry. And you know me, I love a good collaboration, and you are an amazing collaborator, and it needs to be called out and really celebrated. But I did say at the top of this show that I would talk about a little story of us at dinner, but the Insights Association had this supported this wonderful CEO summit early in the year. And it was so awesome to have all the women who showed up for the CEO summit go out to dinner. And I mean, we had such fun time. Crazy restaurant that we went to, and these, I don't know, we had like dessert that was served on a mannequin with the cotton candy was the bouffant of her hair. I mean, it was insane. So
it was food as art.
Yes, every single thing that was delivered. I think we laughed and cried more than we were eating that night, but just gives you a good view. When you get involved in Insights Association, you really get to know people as people, and you get the time outside of the conference to build up your network and really have people you can call on. But what I wanted to do is give you this shout out. I love seeing you at SMR. I love seeing you over at Quirks. I love seeing you when we're at Green Book events, but your support of Insights in Color and seeing you at Women in Research events. It's just, to me, it's you constantly picking up your head from your work, which I know you're buried in a lot of work, and you leading your team saying, hey, we need to also be supporting everything else that's supporting this industry. And I just have to say, for me personally, that is a real testament to your leadership and your ability to leave your ego behind and to really serve everybody in this industry. For me, I know I speak for a lot of people to say we totally appreciate that kind of leadership.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to me. There's room for all of us, and we all have different roles, and we are stronger together. So there's so much that we need to accomplish that if we don't collaborate, we simply won't accomplish it. Take the Data Global Quality Initiative. There's no way that Insights Association could conquer all of those work streams. The only way we're going to do it is if we come together, collaborate, encourage each other. And there's these several quotes, but at the end of it, I'm smarter with the smartest people possible around me. I'm not nearly as smart on my own. That's my goal. I'll do whatever it takes to push the profession forward. And I know that that means that collaboration is key.
Love it. You heard it right from Melanie Courtwright. And you can connect with her or anybody else on her team. Look them up on LinkedIn. Make sure you connect with all of them because they all do a very different role. And if you're looking at events coming up, Art Flanagan's a great person to connect with, but she has a wonderful team. So please do make sure to reach out. We'll include these all in the show notes. Melanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. And just really, I have to say, we have an amazing team. So our head of membership, our head of events, our head of tech, I mean, every one of them, I'm only as good as that team. And I'm only capable of being on a podcast like this because of the really smart people that are around me. And so we have to give a big shout out to the entire IA staff.
Great. Well, we'll put them with their LinkedIn links. Make sure that you connect with them. We're just all building really positive networks going forward. So thank you so much. And from all of the peeps here at Little Bird Marketing, have a great day and happy marketing.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.